You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Calling all men. When was the last time you had a really good cry? A recent survey found that women cry on average 5 times a month, while men cry on average only once a month. Studies have shown that crying can support your mental, your physical, and your emotional health. I'm Radhi Devlukia, and on my podcast, A Really Good Cry, we embrace the real, the messy, and the beautiful. Listen to A Really Good Cry on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good Morning Football is a production of the NFL in partnership with iHeartRadio.
Can't believe it. We're under a month at this point. Charles Davis, he put out his latest mock draft. It looks good so far. I feel like that Brock Bowers pick to the Jets, that's a consensus for sure. And then obviously Caleb, Drake, and then Jaden Daniels. Drake May is kind of the one that's a little bit of a wild card and is kind of moving up and down different boards, going to different teams with different mocks. But I think that he's going to be the one big surprise come draft day. So let's do our own right now.
You guys let's
go. Check out the entire
We're
mock,
experts.
By the way.
The
lamb right.
Oh, all of the experts here at the breakfast table. All right, here we go. We're going to go team by team. You guys have your GM hats on. We're going to do the top 12 picks here, 20 seconds per pick. You ready?
Kyle, let's rock and roll.
You're up. Let's go. First overall.
I have the first pick.
You do.
Oh, this is so exciting.
And I love New York sweatshirt. You're picking for the Bears.
Yes. I should have a Bears Ditka sweater on. But this one, you know, we lost a lot of sleep about this one. No, we didn't. We're going to draft a quarterback, number one overall. It's something the Bears have so rarely done over the history. They're not going to trade the number one pick. They're going to look to the great state of California, as a lot of people around these parts are doing right now, and they're going to draft with the number one overall pick in the GMFB mock draft, Caleb Williams, quarterback from the University of Southern California. I don't care what color his nails are. I care what his tape is. I care what his mind is. I care what his arm is.
Max.
Sorry, guys. Lions, Vikings, Packers, the Bears are no longer yours to push around. I'm going to take Caleb Williams, number one. This is the thing that changes everything for the Bears. That's off the clock. Who is the number two pick?
I have the number two pick. I am representing Adam Peters, the general manager for the Washington Commanders. So much talk has gone into what we're going to do at the two pick. You've heard our head coach, Dan Quinn, say, you know what? We're thinking about going with a quarterback, but if somebody comes with the bag to give us some nice picks, we might be willing to trade out of it. But not doing that today. The number two pick, I'm looking at two quarterbacks. It went a lot of back and forth. But when it all came down to
we
it,
got.
We're going with Jaden Daniels at the number two pick out of LSU.
Okay. All right.
He is our guy. He's going to make a difference with the running and passing ability that he gives to our team. Cliff Kingsbury gets a gem.
I like it. With the number three pick, I have the New England Patriots, and I'm scrambling a little bit. We had Jaden Daniels at the top.
Oh, no.
So I'm going to text Gerard Mayo, see what he says.
Does he say trade down? Please tell me not.
He's saying trade down.
Oh, no.
I told him, no, we're not doing that.
Want to FaceTime him?
We're in. He just texted me back with the number three overall pick, the New England Patriots draft, Drake May.
There we go.
North Carolina.
Quarterback.
Welcome to New England. The future is now.
Let's go.
Ooh, okay, I'm up now. I got the Cardinals. I am Monty Austin Fort, and I've just been waiting for this phone to ring. Ring, 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 but no one is calling. It's like, do I have this on Do Not Disturb? What's going on? No, I don't know. So
no one wants it.
Here I am.
Got to pick, Monty.
Picking at four. And I don't need a quarterback at this point. That's not an issue. We have Kyler Murray. So I'm going to go ahead and get him a number one wide receiver. Give me Marvin Harrison Jr.
He gone. To the desert. I like that pick. Kyler to Marvin Harrison sounds great. The Chargers have the fifth overall pick. There's only been three quarterbacks taken. Am I up with the Chargers?
Yes, you are.
Coach JJ.
I know, exactly. Ooh. You know, it's a good, interesting thing.
Joe Horitz, what will you do?
Imagine if Harbaugh had the onions to say, listen, JJ's sitting there. I had to get him, Justin Herbert.
We'll
trade him or something like that. Should I just do it? No. Can't tell you how little I care about the buzzer in this show or any other show. I can't tell. You can hit that thing 1,000 times. I'm just going to sit here talking about whatever I want and checking my phone. Mont Laurels is laughing. You know what we're going to do? We're going to build around Justin Herbert. We're not going to trade. Give me Roma Dunze. I'm going to take him right now. We need some wide receiver. Eckler's gone. Keenan's gone. Gerald Everett's gone. Instead of doing the unthinkable, Jim Harbaugh does the practical, which he almost never does. He goes by the beat of his own drum. I'm going to take Rome Adunze to go to Los Angeles. Jason, a lot of things going in Los Angeles right now.
A lot of things going on in Los Angeles, but I'm going to go with the New York Giants and stay right here on the northeast side of the country. And with the New York Giants have the number 6 overall pick, and you guys have heard that ownership is okay if we decide to go with a quarterback. We've done all of our homework, and we've studied all of these guys, from Caleb Williams all the way down to the Bo Nixes, the Michael Penix Jr., and with the number 6 overall pick, your favorite New York Giants are going to draft J.J. McCarthy.
Boom!
Quarterback
Come
out
on now.
Let
Michigan.
The controversy begin.
The Let's draft go. Has finally begun. J.J., welcome to the Giants.
Spicy.
Who you got?
Wow. I mean, now boards are changing. I have the Tennessee Titans, the 7th overall pick. We're on the clock. Mm-hmm. We just got Calvin Ridley. We have DeAndre Hopkins. But now Malik Nabers is sitting there.
You're going to get him.
And we're like, we just can't do it because we got to protect the quarterback.
Oh.
And we go with Joe Alt.
Damn.
It's in the bloodline.
All right.
We bring in our stud left tackle to take us into the future. Here we go, Will Levis. We got protection for you.
Okay. All right. Here we go.
Who do you got, Colin? Falcons?
Falcons. And okay. This, for me, it's going to be the first defender off the board, finally. This team has needed a pass rush for so long. Huh? And honestly, you could go anywhere on defense because the needs are all there. But for me, I'm going to go the young man from Alabama. Give me Dallas Turner going to Atlanta. That will absolutely upgrade that defense immediately, and it's something that they need to.
Two-time All-American at Alabama. You know he's going to be good. Is there a chance that guy makes any plays? All right, he is off the clock. And guess who's back on?
Oh.
The Chicago Bears, who had the number 1 overall pick. I'm going to take the number 9 pick. And we are going to run a 4-1-40 running in to deliver the card. Malik Nabers, welcome to Chicago, Illinois.
No
we
defense?
We have another wide receiver. You know what? I thought defense, and I'm just like, I've been saying this all week. Nesting is what they're doing for Caleb right now. Nesting. They're bringing in the white noise machine and the comfortable blanket and a little mobile and the beautiful paint that's supposed to be calming and soothing. They probably could take an edge rusher, sure. Nabers sitting there. Can you imagine the first time Caleb breaks the huddle? He's got DeAndre, he's got Keeney, he's got DJ Moore, he's got Cole Kmet, he's got Gerald Everett, he's got Malik Nabers.
He's got
Caleb,
everything.
It's all yours, buddy. Take it from here. The Bears are done. Let's start the party.
All right, I am next, and I have the 10th overall pick, and I will be representing the New York Giants. I mean, the New York Jets. I'm sorry, just did the Giants. For the Jets, you look at it, we got to find more protection for Aaron Rodgers. Our quarterback is coming off an Achilles injury. We have to do that and protect him or get somebody on the outside. So with the 10th overall pick, we're going to draft Michael Penix Jr.
Oh, no!
The future. With two older quarterbacks on our roster, what comes next?
QB guy.
We've already secured our offensive line through free agency. We went and got Mike Williams as a receiver on the outside. We need to know what comes in line next. Michael Penix Jr., welcome in. You can learn from Aaron.
You see him run? I mean, Penix can fly.
He's got that in him.
Let's go.
He said he had to show the world he's not a bum. He's an athlete.
For real.
I love it. But with the 11th overall pick, the Minnesota Vikings are on the clock. They let Kirk Cousins go to Atlanta. So they brought in Sam Darnold. Everyone's, you got to get a quarterback for the future. But we're going to let Sam Darnold cook. We're going to let him go. And you know what we say? 12 personnel, 2 tight ends. Let's go.
Yeah.
Brock Bowers from the University of Georgia. With TJ Hockenson. Let's take over. Let's go.
That's
a good lineup.
Well, guys, you know what that means.
All right, bring us home, Colleen.
The Broncos are on the clock.
It's a big one.
Mm-mm. Now, I mean, Monty was waiting for the Broncos to call because Broncos kind of need a quarterback at this point. But instead of reaching, because they're not going to do that, they're going to go ahead and roll with Jarrett Stidham and Ben DiNucci.
They are.
At the quarterback position.
Okay.
And instead, they're going to go with the young man here. Oh, God, I'm already out of time. Florida State. I'm going to go Jared Verse.
Put
this one on the edge against Joseph.
Baby.
He gets a premier
Let's go
pass
Stidham.
Rusher. We get after those AFC quarterbacks named not named Jarrett Stidham. So, yeah.
This is interesting because in real life, this happens, okay? They sit there and they don't make the move. Everybody else and all the quarterbacks are gone. Like, what are the Broncos doing? You know what I'm saying? Like, it's almost like they better move or you're going with Jarrett Stidham.
Yeah.
This is interesting that brought
up
that way.
Cook.
Did you see? You saw Colleen scrambling.
She was in ours.
I was going
with Penix Jr. But
she's scrambling like Steve Young. Like, I've never seen scrambling like that.
I got a lot of notes, guys.
Let that be a lesson to the Broncos. Like, that. Look what just happened. You might want to move.
Five career starts for the quarterbacks on their roster currently
not ideal.
In Denver. That is
not ideal at all.
One win amongst both of those guys right there.
Should be good.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower, 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Calling all men. When was the last time you had a really good cry? A recent survey found that women cry on average 5 times a month, while men cry on average only once a month. Studies have shown that crying can support your mental, your physical, and your emotional health. I'm Radhi Devlukia, and on my podcast, A Really Good Cry, we push against typical societal norms. We embrace the real, the messy, and the beautiful, providing a space for raw, unfiltered conversations that celebrate vulnerability and allow you to tune in to share, connect, and find comfort together.
Our tears come as a way to let us release what we can't hold anymore.
I trust that no one's ever going to find out those deepest, darkest secrets.
Yeah, it's been a hard day. She walks out, and this is what she looks like.
Oh my gosh, give her an Oscar.
Listen to A Really Good Cry with me, Radhi Devlukia, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, football!
Here's what new Patriots running back Antonio Gibson had to say about his initial impressions of his new head coach.
Sat down with him. You know, we had good conversation. Definitely, a different vibe from a head coach, just from the one day I met him. And, you know, nothing against Coach Rivera, but he sat down and just having, like just different conversation. He didn't even sound like, not to you know, put him under, but, like, it didn't sound like a coach. Like, he sounded like he was talking to one of the guys. And, you know, I feel like that's something, you know, that might be a positive thing in the locker room for him to be able to relate and communicate like that and you know, kind of understanding both sides of it. Also, man, he showed my daughter a hell of a time, brought him to the office and, you know, just treated her with love, and I appreciate that for sure, especially the first time meeting him.
Open door policy, family vibes, different feel perhaps in New England. What do we make of how the Patriots have gone about their offseason so far? Peter, you could start all the way back in that crazy 48 hours of Belichick moving on, and then it was the Jerod Mayo era.
Yeah, and there was thought that maybe they'd bring in Vrabel. We saw the news over the weekend. Vrabel's going to work as a consultant with the Cleveland Browns this year, and that's where Vrabel ends up. And they go with Mayo, they go from the institution, and they bring him on. Quiet offseason for the Patriots. A lot of rumors of they're going to go big on Calvin Ridley. They didn't land Calvin Ridley, whether they were in the talks or not. There's a lot of rumors they're going to go big on a big free agent defensive player. They didn't. They got the Uche deal on a bargain from what it seems like. But I look at this Patriots roster right now, and I don't know. Did they not have any interest in Justin Fields? Like, to me, that at this point in the stage of where New England's at, are they so sold on one of these quarterbacks at number three? Because if you have number three, you don't determine which quarterback you get. You get Delta quarterback. You know, the Bears will take one. Either Washington or whoever moves up to two is going to take one. And then you're even the third pick. So you got to try to convince yourself, we love May, we love Daniels, and we love both of them no matter what it is. Or are you like, we're so blown away by Marvin Harris? I'm looking at that roster right now. I'm looking at that team. They have kept to the Belichick mantra, even without Belichick there, of being fiscally sound and not making a major splash. I give it an incomplete for their offseason right now, and I don't know what Jerod Mayo and his coaching staff is going to bring, but I like hearing Antonio Gibson saying what a positive conversation they had. But you're telling me Antonio Gibson is the big free agent signing. It's not Calvin Ridley. That's... That's not trading for Brian Burns, and that's certainly not going out and getting a major quarterback like other teams went and did. I think they were linked to everyone from Cousins to Fields to you name it, and they shipped Mac off for what I said was a ham sandwich and a bag of baseballs. That's what they got in exchange, and then they didn't make anything else on the quarterback move except Jacoby Brissett, who they know what he is, and he's a nice number one until you have your rookie quarterback ready to go. He's a great veteran leader who guys love. So I'm not necessarily doing flips over the Patriots offseason, and yet I don't want to grade it yet until I see after the draft what they bring in at quarterback.
I think the type of deli sandwich is important when Peter kind of qualifies, like what Mac Jones
is. Ham
sandwich.
No cheese.
Yeah, it's like really, it's stayed
it's
basic.
Cold, not stuff. Warmed up.
The bag of balls has actually changed from football to baseball at
baseballs.
Times, but like now
baseball
it's baseballs.
Season.
Yeah, but basic deli sandwich season for
Mac
Peter
Jones.
Mac Jones
on the transaction wire, it said Mac Jones was traded for a ham sandwich and a bag of baseballs. I can only, I'm a reporter. That's all I can do.
It's baseball season right now. I look at the Patriots, and to your point, you think about it, for the past two decades, it's been Bill Belichick, and he's been the voice of the New England Patriots. And I kind of mirror this to this young kid. You've been kind of under your dad's rule, and your dad always would say to you, hey, as long as you're under my roof, you're going to live by my rules. If you don't like it, you can get out on your own and figure out life for yourself. And you're that young kid that, you know what, you finally get from under the thumb, and now you're out on your own, and you're telling all your buddies, like, oh, yo, we're hitting the club, we're staying out as late as we want, we're having house parties, we're going to go all in. And that was Gerard Mayo at the beginning of his tenure. He said, hey, we have cash to burn, and you're fired up, you're excited, you can't wait to see what the nightlife is going to hit for. And then all of a sudden you get there and you start looking at the rundown of the utilities and everything you got going on and how much furniture costs and what the taxes are going to be like. You're like, hey, fellas, about that club, we're not going to be able to do table service, no bottle service. We're going to have to go in through general admission, just $20. And you look up and you're like, you know what? We were responsible. It was a good month. And now it's a Friday night and you look around and you're just like, whoa, this is what we're dealing with. And I feel like that's the Patriots right now, because that voice is still in their head of like, all right, we got to be responsible. We're going to make the necessary picks and moves to build our team. And I think that started with them kind of taking care of some of their own. Transition tagging Kyle Duggar, offensive lineman Big Michael Winwood, keeping him there in New England. Those were the moves that we've kind of seen throughout the years from the New England Patriots, of keeping guys of their own. A Devin McCourty, a Dante Hightower, a James White, a Julian Edelman, a Rob Gronkowski. Keeping those guys in there to build your organization around those center stones, those centerpieces, guys that do it the exact right way. Who am I to say that that's the wrong way to go? They've had a lot of success doing it that way. Yes, it's going to be a different vibe in a building, which we heard from Antonio Gibson talking about who Gerard Mayo is as a person beyond just a coach and how personable he is. That's going to be a different vibe of Bill Belichick. But I look at their offseason moves and you're just like, that Friday night, huh? I don't really know. Like, they didn't really do anything to move the needle at all. I like the Jacoby Brissett move. He's a veteran. He's a leader. But I don't know that there's enough in that locker room for whether it's Jacoby Brissett, whether it's Jaden Daniels or Drake May, to really do anything in the AFC East this year. But I feel like they're looking at it as like, you know what? We're going to be responsible and we're going to build for the future. We're not just going to go out and spend a ton of cash and just bring guys in and make moves. But it's a rough Friday night right now, Kyle. I don't know what you're looking like or what your prospects are for the weekend.
Those utilities hit, though, don't they, Jay? If you look at the Patriots, you're like, look, that's very nice that you're being prudent and or frugal. You know how bad we were last year? Maybe I'm not saying we Bruno Mars this thing, you know, but let's be a little more aggressive. I mean, look to Bruno the Patriots Mars. Fans right now. You know what I would say to them? I'd say, well, the Celtics are really good. Get excited about that. You just don't like basketball in Boston because the Celtics are really good. Here's why I look at the Patriots is that they're clearly going to be looked at as the fourth team in the AFC East. All right. Yeah. Dolphins, Bills, Jets. I don't know if there's another team in any other division that is looked at as far down as the number four team in their own division as the Patriots are. And that includes the Panthers in relation to the rest of their division. This is going to be a dead bottom fourth team. And look, you're excited about Gerard Mayo, sure, but this offense was unbelievably bad. Do you remember last year? I mean, where's the documentary on this? The Patriots season where Dennis Allen went into Foxborough in front of the banners and shut out the Patriots. Where's the documentary on where Brandon Staley went into Foxborough in front of the banners and shut out the Patriots? They were shut out twice last year by guys who shouldn't be shutting teams out. All right, so it's fine. It happened. It fell apart. Belichick needed to go. Fine. So go fix it. My God. I love Antonio Gibson as much as the next person. He's always that guy. You're like, ah, I guess I'll start him during the bye week. I'm happy for him and his kids, and I'm glad that Coach Mayo was very friendly to him. Are we going to score any points? Because the Jets are going to be reloaded. The Dolphins are the Dolphins and the Bills are the Bills. Who are you? You can have an adjustment period. Everybody does. But what are you doing to adjust? I can't believe this. I can't believe we're supposed to be excited. Look, Jacoby Brissett's a great guy. What are we doing? I guess they're going to draft a quarterback. That's great. What is he going to show up to? We've seen recently what happens to these quarterbacks you draft really high and there's nothing to show up to. Justin Fields, Bryce Young. Robert Kraft has never had a top three draft pick ever since he bought the team. He's never had it. He has it now. Just know that, like, you got to put some furniture. You got to have some food in the fridge when they get there. It's not going to go well. I just can't believe it. They were so bad last year, and they're going to draft a quarterback. That's great. But what is left for him? I can't see a team across the NFL that is further down as the number four team in the division. That's the Patriots.
Yeah, the Patriots, Kyle, to your point, might lead the who are you conversation the most this offseason because we can't quite figure them out. And a lot of that has to do with you watch a team go through free agency. You're like, I think I'm starting to understand your identity. And then maybe the draft solidifies that assumption. But because they've kept their cards so close to the vest and they won't show us who they are, now we're waiting for the draft to define them. I'm curious about their coaching staff in the who are you capacity. And McCourty, I'll lean on you here. What from what you know of these guys and their personalities and knowing Gerard, and he is the one that's bringing in, you know, a Dante Hightower, a Ben McAdoo as a senior offensive assistant. Talk to us about just the nature of this coaching room and what these meetings are like.
And as you look on this list, a lot of these guys are new that are being brought in that are already on the website. I think there's going to be some holdovers of guys that were on that staff a year ago, especially on the defensive side of the ball with DeMarcus Covington taking over, that will remain there. But when you look offensively, it's a lot of different guys. And you mentioned Dante Hightower was a guy that played for a long time there. He's a young guy. Tyquan Underwood came from college as an assistant wide receiver coach. He's a young guy. Tyler Hughes is a guy brought back that was in New England before. But I also think when you're bringing in some of this young coaching staff, to the effect of what Gerard Mayo is, you have veterans like McAdoo and like Van Pelt who have been around it for a long time, specifically on the offensive side of the ball, that's going to try to help create change. And you look at Van Pelt and Jacoby Brissett. Those two guys were together in Cleveland the year Deshaun Watson was suspended for all of those games. Mm-hmm. And Jacoby was handed the keys of the organization. And everybody in that locker room talked about his leadership and what he provided for that team throughout that time. I think that's some of what they're looking for, but it is a lot of new coaches. And I think that's what Gerard Mayo is trying to do of saying, you know what? Yes, we want to build off of what the Patriots were and the success that they've had, but we're going to have a brand new way of doing it. And a lot of that is new voices in the coaching room.
So the draft brings the opportunity to be brand new as we look forward to the draft. And New England, as Kyle mentioned, holds the third overall pick, not making any big splashes in free agency. Patriots, do you need to, do you have to, at that number three spot, draft a quarterback or do you trade down and amass more picks considering the lack of movement they made in free agency?
Or do you take Marvin Harrison and get a number one wide receiver and do what the Cardinals did way back when they were like, look, there's a lot of quarterbacks and we need a quarterback, but Larry Fitzgerald's on the board and we're taking him. It's like one of those rare prospects. How high do you rank Marvin Harrison on your board where he would be worthy of a third overall pick when you're so desperate for quarterback? I can't imagine them passing on quarterback at three, though, especially unloading Mac Jones the way they did for what I said, the aforementioned compensation of a ham sandwich and a bag of baseballs, and then choosing to go Brissett, who is a steady veteran leader but is not looked at as one of the, you know, QB1s of the league over the last decade. He's always been a great QB2 who could step in a pinch. And last year, Brissett was awesome for Washington once they finally put him in instead of Sam Howell. He led them against a giant comeback against the Jets and was competitive against the Rams. All that said, you're looking at a quarterback-rich draft. To Kyle's point, Robert Kraft inherited Drew Bledsoe. He's never had a top 3 pick. I think this is a quarterback draft, and you take May or Daniels, and you roll the dice, and you convince yourself, whether you like it or not, that those are one of the two guys that are going to be the quarterback for the foreseeable future. And if you really want to make the argument for McCarthy, and someone falls in love with J.J. McCarthy, do that too. I don't think with the situation of their roster, with the situation of their owner now entering this part of his life cycle and wanting to win again, and with the situation of a fan base just so hungry for anything exciting, I don't think you can pass on a quarterback and make the argument, well, for team building purposes, we actually need to do X, Y, and Z. Let's hold off on quarterback for another year.
See, I wouldn't be surprised if they do that. And I, to your point, I look at what they've done in free agency, and you're saying, I think it kind of matches up with the fact of roster building and looking forward to trying to build a team that can actually compete to win a Super Bowl. I wouldn't be surprised if they looked at it, and Elliott Wolf, the kind of GM that is right now, does he look at Jaden Daniels and does he look at Drake May and say, you know what? I can see these guys with the confetti falling around them and us winning a Super Bowl. Because if not, if you see a guy like a Marvin Harrison Jr. or one of these offensive tackles, Shriggs, that you've talked about, this draft is so heavy of
Joe Alt
going in that first round. Do you see one of those guys as potential cornerstones of your organization? And maybe a year later or 2 years later, you see the quarterback that fits, or is it a quarterback later on in the draft that you think you can develop over time? I look at the moves they've made so far, and I wouldn't be surprised to see them possibly take a guy. I don't think they trade back, but take a guy at that number three spot that they think will be a Patriot for his entire career, the next 10, 15 years, what they've done in the past. I would not be surprised to see them do
that.
Real
question. What, from your talk of all your Patriots buddies over the years, and of course you follow the game and we do the show every day, is there a preference between Daniels and May, you think, from Patriot fans or from just people in the Patriot? Your brother was a Patriot for 15 years, in his opinion. Yeah.
I think there's some excitement around Jaden Daniels. I think the dual threat of it for so many years being in that building would always talk about those type of quarterbacks were the hardest to defend, guys that you had to keep them in the pocket, but then they could still beat you with your arm. So I do think Jaden Daniels brings a lot to the table. It's just a matter if they see him truly as a, like that position. We just talked about
you're all putting your careers at on the stake.
The 21 and the 22 draft of quarterbacks no longer being on their roster that were given an opportunity. You just had that with Mac Jones, who's no longer there. Do you truly see one of those guys that are going to be there and be your franchise guy?
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Calling all men. When was the last time you had a really good cry? A recent survey found that women cry on average 5 times a month, while men cry on average only once a month. Studies have shown that crying can support your mental, your physical, and your emotional health. I'm Radhi Devlukia, and on my podcast, A Really Good Cry, we embrace the real, the messy, and the beautiful. Listen to A Really Good Cry on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.